Hello and welcome to the Line Research podcast. I'm here with Andrea Cattaneo, CEO at Zenith Energy. Andrea, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Okay, well, we've got a list of questions here which hopefully will help investors in your company. Firstly, can you elaborate on the blowout well at Z21 and what the potential implications are for the company?
Yes, the Z21, Z stands for Zardab, is the second well that will be workovered by us in this field. The result of Z28, which is the first one, are still to come. We are in the progress of this workover. But the Z21 has been just very mildly treated with coiled tubing a few weeks ago, and then clean of part of the sand that they were in the final part of the well and the casing, and then staying on his own. The well has developed such a pressure that then has made a powerful blowout. It has been, of course, treated ecologically in 15 minutes, but nevertheless, a show of a tremendous pressure in this field, which we knew. This is nevertheless a confirmation, even visual. We have produced in the web a video of this blowout, and it's clear then that one of our three fields, Zardab, is completely untouched. We made just a few wells 20 years ago, which were made 25 years ago with Soviet technology, and all these three wells were plugged by sand within 15 days for starting to produce good quantity of oil. So that is what we should do first, find the situation where these wells, which are Z28, Z21, and Z4, will be restored to working condition with our workover rig, and then planning a drilling campaign on this field, which has good reserves and will permit us maybe to make an easier start of the drilling campaign next year. So point A, good recovery of oil production by workover. B, a future quite safe drilling campaign.
So you answered actually the second question, which is, does the field have enough pressure for the use of gravel packs to prevent sand clogging the well bores?
Yes. There are a lot, as you know, of new technologies, and we will see which one is the most appropriate to be used to prevent sand clogging the wells. And so then it is what we will do. And today, in today's technology panorama, sand treatment and sand management is not anymore a problem as it was 25 years ago.
Right, I've been doing in-depth research and listening to your other interviews with in other places where you are touting the 1,000 barrels per day target. That was the target which was in play when Line initiated coverage, and it was supposed to be arrive at the end of 2017. This has now been delayed to March 2018 in the most recent RNS. How confident are you of keeping to this time frame?
Well, you know, recently I am less present in the field, as we have a very strong team, starting with the CEO, Mike Palmer, and then four other excellent technicians from Canada. So I represent what my CEO tells me and comforts me that we will be, by the 31st of March, at 1,000 barrels. Of course, that would be more comforted when we have the results of the workover campaign in Zardab that is in process at the moment. So the first will be the Z28 result, and then the Z21, the one of the blowout, starting of workover.
I mean, obviously, private investors are always they always want things done yesterday. Is this target a sort of a very important one in the scheme of things, or is it just something which is there to focus the mind, let's say?
No, it is an important target because it's the first target, so we want to learn how to under-promise and over-deliver. You know, when you start from small numbers, 300 or such, you have you're very eager to arrive to the 1,000, which is the first sort of big level in a small, medium oil-producing company. So that is the reason for which we are very keen in maintaining that. But in the grand scheme of things, it is not relevant if you do it in March or if you do it in June. And because then we are continuing, it's not we stop at 1,000, we are continuing the process. And on the same philosophy, we believe to arrive by the 31st of March 2020 at 3,000 barrels, which will be, you know, 1 million barrels per annum. It starts to be a medium serious company. So that is what we are planning. The other thing is that our company is very much focused in reaching this level with the internal use of equipment. So you know that has been said many, many times. Now it's becoming true. We are buying more and more equipment that we use internally, and we don't rent this equipment from oil service companies, man or unman. So that should really comfort the investors, because the majority, if not the great majority, of oil companies, junior and major, use external independent oil service companies. And the oil service company, if you study their reports, are able to recover the investment in one single machine in 18, 21 months of usage. The problem in service companies is that sometimes machines stay idle in the base of the company for months, if not for years, because nobody requires that type of machines continuously. But in our case, where we have an internal development workover and drilling plan, we will use this equipment all day, all year long, continuously. So if we would rent this machine, we will have the very sad feeling to have paid in rent in 18, 21 months, so much as the cost, the invoice cost of that machine new. And so that would be a very bitter feeling for me. And so instead, we buy these machines, which are offered in great, generous financing terms, because we should remember that the oil equipment industry is going to a tremendous negative period with 20-25% of sales in respect of the years of success in the oil industry, so the 2000 to 2010. And this creates enormous opportunity for somebody in need, like we are, to create a portfolio of modern advanced equipment in a way we can develop this brown field that I remember to everybody is not a mature field, simply an existing field, but with part of it, like Zabdab, that are nearly untouched.
Could you just outline again how pivotal the Zabdab field is to your company?
Well, it has been transformational, passing from the tens of millions to the hundreds of millions of equity, and to 2 billion USD of 2P reserves. So it has been tremendously transformational in size. Now we can approach other acquisitions, which is where I spend most of my time at the moment, other acquisitions with the credibility and the respectability of having behind us such a field in Azerbaijan. We should remember that Azerbaijan is a country of majors. It's not a country of small companies. And we are one of the few people that was small dimension that have been able to penetrate in Azerbaijan. And at the moment, we are the only junior present in Azerbaijan PSAs, which is production sharing agreement, which is the national typical formula of agreement, joint venture to produce oil with the national oil company.
So presumably one day you'll be one of the majors as well.
Well, you know, it's natural to think that maybe we will not become a major. And I see a little bit of irony in your question, but we will become at least a medium company with a price per share in excess of £1. So this is what I have very practically crystal clear in my mind, is the reason for which I buy shares. And all the analysts have always reckoned today that our evaluation is between 40 and 45 pence per share. We should remember that as NAV per share, net asset value per share, is $5. And then the to-be reserves, I mentioned it before, an undiscounted value of $2 billion. So we have a very large number for a company that still has a market cap between 12 and 14 million pounds. So it's a tremendous opportunity for investors. The only thing is that they need to understand that we can do well, we cannot do miracle. We have raised a minimal amount of capital during the IPO in London and the subsequent months, so 3.5 million pounds. And still we are running the largest onshore field in Azerbaijan, making profit and buying as well by debt the equipment necessary to function it without using external service companies. So we are doing a tremendous result in capital efficiency. And indeed, we have been very loyal to our shareholders because we have not made any dilution. Because the few shares that we have issued under the waiver of 10 and then transforming 20% by the regulators in the standard market have been minimal amount in respect of what the peers offer. You know, we have 130 million shares in circulation. The majority of our peers, they have from half a billion to 1 billion or 2 billion. So I think that the shareholders can be very proud of having a share in Zenit, because this share, a single share in Zenit, is a fraction of a much bigger value and is supposed to go tenfold to £1. This is my belief, which I'm building a larger stake in the company.
So the £1 area is your expectation as the value, the longer-term value of the shares?
The medium-term value, I would say, not okay. The long-term value. The medium-term value, when we speak of medium-term, should be 18 months.
Okay. Just to finish off, what's your plan for drilling at Murad Zanli and Kafali?
You know, we will, the Murakandi and Jafali and Zardab are treated as one. There is only one office, despite being 642 square kilometers. So sometimes we travel in the day between one extreme and the other extreme of the field, the large field. And we will drill the first well that is ready with all the technical geological study that permit as well the approval of our partner, 20% partner, which is SOCAR, State Oil Company of Azerbaijan Republic. They are very serious and very sort of pondered in their decision. So for each well we will drill, we have to make a good geological case. And of course, we are eager to start the drilling. So the first one that will receive the consensus of all the parties will be the one to be drilled. Most probably will be in Muratkandi or in Zardab, Jafali to follow later on. But there are various candidates in each of the three fields.
Andrea Cattaneo, CEO at Zenith Energy, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much, Zach.